Well, I'm sitting here with two recently deflowered RSE virgins.
Ooh.
How, gentlemen, John Titchener, Dodds Delzell, was it everything you wanted it to be?
And more.
Oh, absolutely. Everything and more.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 380, Sacrificing RSE Virgins.
This has been a particularly fun tour. We just did two random, out of nowhere performances of The Complete World of Sports Abridged in the middle of nowhere in Wisconsin, in La Crosse at Viterbo University, and just at UW Green Bay, the Widener Center, where we haven't been for 10 years. And phenomenal response. People leapt to their feet both nights. And so I'm doing this show through a series of complicated scheduling problems with all the known RSE actors. We called upon Dodds Delzell and my brother John Titchener to fill in to perform the sports show. John, we'll get to you in a minute. Dodds, you're technically an RSE virgin, but if I can extend the metaphor a little bit,
yes,
you're like one of those girls or guys who's done everything but perform with the RSE.
Absolutely, I am. It's like I've been an intern for 10 years. I've done all the shows.
You've done all the shows with various companies in in Sonoma County.
Yes, Sonoma.
Podcast listeners will remember who you are because you were part of the original workshop. Casts of the Complete World of Sports Abridged, Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged, and the Complete History of Comedy Abridged for Sonoma County Rep, Napa Valley College, and the Napa Valley Playhouse.
Yes, exactly. So it's not like it's our first podcast nor my first go around, but it is. You know, it's like hey rookie, you just got called up to the show.
Well, you just got called up. You got called up to the show because 4 years ago, it was almost exactly 4 years ago, you helped us create the very original production of The Complete World of Sports. So what was that like coming to it after a four-year absence?
Besides trying to dust off the lines, it was great. It was exciting. I was flattered to be asked. Super glad that after the other eight guys that got asked were the scheduling problems. So, you know, hey, listen, I don't care whether I'm the eighth choice. Guess what? I still got chose.
There is a bit of that. Wow. Yeah. How many people died before you got to me?
It doesn't matter. You know, you still got called to the show. But it was funny how many things came back about doing the show that there really were those muscle memories we talked about doing the show, and then also seeing the show that's been cleaned up.
Right.
You know, all the work that you guys done.
Right, because it was very rough when you guys were doing it, and over the years, Reed and Rippy and Dominic and I have trimmed it up. And one of the great things about having you in it was that you reminded me of certain realities about different scenes. For instance, the Australia scene that the two of you do. You know, you reminded me. There's only two laughs in that scene. At the very beginning, the reveal, and at the very end, down undies. So don't let's linger. Yeah. You know.
Well,
I guess the only other funny thing is the Australian accent.
Thank you.
But that is that interesting thing that we'd found.
You found that.
We found that. You know, it's like there's no laughs. It's like, oh, you're right. I mean. Get the bit done. It's good. Get on and let's get off the stage.
Now, and because Dodds, you're based in the North Bay, north of San Francisco, and John, you divide your time between Piedmont, California, which is a suburb of Oakland, where we grew up, and Los Angeles. You and John were able to run lines at least in Los Angeles, but then you two were able to work with Reed.
We worked with
in
Reed.
Sonoma.
Yeah, we worked with Reed. We got basically 2 4-hour rehearsals.
That's it?
That's it. 2 4-hour rehearsals is all we got.
The first act on one day and the second act following a week later.
Yeah, that was all the rehearsal we got.
That's it.
And so it really did help that we got to walk through the show. I mean, Reed walked us through blocking and everything. And of course, as you mentioned tonight, the fact that all the work in the second act, all that physical stuff, really made it much easier for us to just step in and do the show.
Well, right.
John.
I mean, the two of you had worked with Reed long enough to get all that physical, the rhythmic gymnastics, the, the synchronized swimming. You guys had that. And even the slow motion race at the end, that only took a little bit of finessing once you were actually using the actual music that we use. So, I mean, you guys did yeoman's work. I mean, you coming back to it after 4 years. Now, John, it's a different story.
Oh, God. He gets a medal. Yeah. John gets a medal for this. I mean,
he gets the gold.
I've done, as I said, doing 10 years of their shows is one thing. John has been his brother and watched him, but I'm in awe of him stepping out in front of, you know, 1,000 people, and they're just, and there it is. Go! Yeah, jump in the water.
And it was 1,000 people last night at Viterbo University. Really? I think it was like 800 to 1,000 people,
wow.
and they all leapt to their feet at the end. And everybody was amazed that it was your first performance, and Dodds, it was your, you know, first in 4 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think anybody knew, which is a tribute to you guys. It was an interesting problem to have. I mean, we have a stable of actors who know our shows. And the reason that you two guys are doing it is that Reed is directing a production of Spamalot at Santa Rosa Junior College. Mick Orff, who knows the sports show.
Reed's part, yeah.
Reed, who knows your part, part of Coach. He can't do it because he's working on a project that I'm not sure I'm actually allowed to announce publicly.
Okay.
But he's busy.
Sure.
He's busy. And actually, there isn't anybody else who knows that part. So we went, well, who will do it? Well, Dodds did it 4 years ago. Why not Dodds? So then, John, for your part, you're playing the Matt Rippey Dominic Conti role. Rippey can't do it because he's filming something. He's always filming something. Because he's a movie star, Matt Rippey. We all hate him. This is why we hate him. So he's in Prague or something. He can't leave Europe. So Dominic is the only other person who knows your part in the sports show. But Dominic is doing all the great books abridged in a Laguna Playhouse. So Brent Tubbs, who lives in the Quad Cities, Brent Tubbs, he knows books. See, that's the problem. Not everybody in the company knows every show. Brent knows books. So he was going to fly out to the Laguna Playhouse, take over for Dominic. Dominic would come do sports for us, and then all would be well, fine with the world. Well, Brent's wife got a gig. So now Brent can't leave because he has to stay home and be the dad. So then we even called Dustin Sullivan, who plays that part but doesn't know sports, but has done 3 or 4 of our shows. So we thought, well, okay, he just needs to learn the lines. The attitude is the same. You know, he knows how the style. Well, Dustin, bless his cotton socks, is in the off-Broadway production of the brand new musical based on the film Heathers.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Good.
So, you know, it's a lovely problem to have that RSC actors are working. It's a lovely, but then it did come to the point, and then we were racking our brains, Reed and I kind of going, and I went, wait a second. What about my brother John? Now, we've never done it before because it's a company about 3 old friends, supposedly. You know, the 3 friends who know each other. It's not about 2 brothers and a friend. You know, so it was a weird dynamic. So you stepped in but you even though in the program it said you used your name, on stage you were a prominent sportscaster. What was your name?
John Franklin.
This is a great sportscaster name.
Franklin being my middle name.
Yeah, Franklin is your middle name. So
because there are issues in the script about, well, first of all, we talk about your last name being Titchener,
right.
And I go, your last name is Titchener. So,
right.
And also, I have daddy issues, so we can't have the same daddy. So we couldn't be brothers because of the script.
Right. Yeah, it's just not written that way. So you step in, and you do. We talked to Don's about everything he does, and we'll probably get back to that. But you've been busy in the Bay Area as well, doing mostly musicals. Have I missed one? Is there some?
Yeah, I do mostly. Most of the performing I've done
recently.
Over the years and recently is musical theater.
You got your first job as an Equity actor. It wasn't your first job, but it was your first Equity job. It was on a tour.
Of Pirates of Penzance.
That's right.
The Broadway version.
Oh, and John has won a Bay Area Theater Critics Circle Award.
I did.
Million years ago.
I got 2 of those myself.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Get out of here, Dodds.
Yeah, I got.
No, seriously, get out of here, Dodds.
It's John's world. No, I was like, oh yeah, Critics Circle Awards. Yeah, excellent.
Yeah, you know, it really doesn't mean much. It's kind of cool at the time, and then you go, but they don't even give you like a nice plaque or a trophy or anything.
Yeah, my first one was actually, I'm still standing, the only college student to ever win a Bay Area Critics Circle Award. when we did The Life and Adventures of Nicholas Nickleby.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a big deal. He's a college student.
I believe I was still in college, actually.
Yeah. Ooh. Really? Wait, for Something's Afoot?
Yeah, for Something's Afoot.
Wow. So I'm the only one at this table who hasn't won a any sort of critics award.
Wow.
You guys suck.
Hey, this is Joel Murray, Freddie Rumsen from Mad Men. And I tell you, I could just pee my pants over how great this Reduced Shakespeare Company's podcast is. Fabulous. Aw, oh, Christ.
Where can you RSC the RSC? Our run of all the great books abridged continues until March 30th at the Laguna Playhouse in Laguna Beach, California. And our UK tour of the Bible, the Complete Word of God abridged, continues across Great Britain with performances in Cardiff, Neath, Port Talbot, Nottingham, Kendal, Gainsborough, Burnley, Bradford, Llanelli, Holyhead, Stockport, Stourport, Burton-upon-Trent, Durham, Southport, Barrow-in-Furness, Keswick, Wakefield, Buxton, Westacre, Andover, Loughborough, Wellingborough, Tewkesbury, Solihull, Croydon, and Shipping Norton. And thanks to the kerfuffles in Newton Abbey, we now have new recently added performances across the north and south of Ireland in Derry, Londonderry, Drogheda, I hope that's how you pronounce that, Cork, Newry, Waterford, Dunleher. Oh, I don't even know. Please, somebody send me an email. Matt Pearson, send me an email to tell me how this is pronounced. Galway and Monaghan. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information. So, Dodds has done our shows. John, what was it like? What was it like to do a show like this, which is so different, or is it different from most of the musicals you've been doing? Or is it just another gig?
You know, it really wasn't that different. I mean, what was different was that I had virtually no rehearsal time.
Right.
And that I had to learn the show entirely on my own.
When did I contact you? Like 4 weeks ago?
4 weeks ago.
Wow.
So it was like in 4 weeks I will be in Wisconsin. I mean, I'm in California at the time, and in 4 weeks I will be in Wisconsin.
Right.
Doing an RSC show, and I've certainly seen my share of RSC shows over the years.
Right.
So I understood the style.
Right.
But it's one thing to see it, and it's another thing to do it.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like jumping on a treadmill that's already up to full speed.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Uh huh.
It really is.
Mm.
And I knew, because I had never actually seen the sports show, but I had seen other RSC shows, so I knew what it was in store for me.
Right.
So I knew what the end result would be.
Right.
So it was a matter of getting there in a short amount of time and basically on my
own. And on your own. And and I have to say, I mean, you...
Gold medal for him.
I mean, you were spot on knowing your lines. But this is the other thing. You learned it on your own with a handful of rehearsals with Reed and a couple of line throughs with me.
Yeah.
But you neither one of you got to play with the props or costumes until like 2 days ago.
No, the first time we used props and costumes was the day before our first performance.
Yeah.
The afternoon before first performance, and you didn't even have all the props.
You just had some of them. Yeah.
And I actually knew, because I'd seen the show, other RSC shows, I knew that that was going to be a major deal.
Right.
It's one thing to learn the lines. It's another thing to learn them in the right order. It's literally like, okay, I understand this scene, but this scene follows another. You know, it's getting the skits in the proper order.
Well, right, and you knew them in the proper order. But then, of course, what happens is that, and this happened kind of a little bit for both of you the first night in Viterbo, is that, you know, the props and costumes, you go, I know the show perfectly. And then, of course, you add props and costumes and lights and sound and music and an audience.
Yeah.
And you get backstage, you go, wait, what? All that stuff that I knew is gone.
What's next?
Right.
What's next?
It's gone. But still, what did you learn, what did you guys learn after the first night? The first night in Viterbo, which was a fantastically huge, loving audience. What did you learn then for the second night? Or how was the second night different or easier or harder?
realizing, you know, as John said, and you know this because you've done it so many times, is just what's next.
Right.
It's just really, it's knowing what's next. And Elaine, our stage manager, helped me a ton, which was giving me, all I needed to just know is what scene to scene to scene. So all it was just, all I did was walk off stage and look at a piece of paper that had costume and character. I didn't know, you didn't need anything else but ducky worm tonsils or whatever the next thing that came in line, because even tonight, what we learned for sure was when we got to the Olympish Games, the Trikotikaidathlon, let's face it, those were much smoother because you didn't have to run back to the table. It's like, oh, I can gather three things at once, and we're now on stage. And it took time off the show, I'm sure.
Yeah, and you got more into your bones.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure what I learned last night other than getting one under my belt.
Right.
Okay, this is what it is, and it's an enormous amount of stuff to remember and deal with.
Yeah, yeah.
And really, I think it only, as good as we were, mm-hmm. if we were now to embark on an extended run, it would get even better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the thing. After only two shows, it's like, oh, great, now we're ready to open.
Yeah, literally. Great. Yeah. Now I know what the show is about, and I know I could do it. But yeah.
Well, cool. If we ever do the sports show again, gentlemen,
we'll get the call.
We'll get the call.
Well, you know, even like you'd said, when in the top of the second act, it was super cool to walk in and just, okay, we're going to milk every bit of that, what we look like. In the Scottish scene, you walked out and just, that's right, I look this amazing.
Yeah.
And then when I came in and did the same thing, it's like, there you go.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I had a note for you, John. You can enjoy your entrance more in that silly costume.
Oh, which one? Oh, the
golf costume.
Yeah. Oh, enjoy it more?
Yeah, because they were laughing. You started talking, and they were still laughing.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that's one of the things you have to learn.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
is where the laughs are and where what they're going to respond to.
Absolutely. Well, and don't worry. Tomorrow night, you're going to nail it.
Now that I think about it, the other thing that I learned is the material is solid enough that it survives flubs, because there inevitably are flubs. And it doesn't really matter. It almost doesn't really matter because, you know, at one point I missed an entrance, but then I came on and you said, what were you doing? And I said, oh, I jumped ahead. Because I had been off stage thinking that it was, oh, we're going to do this bit next. Oh, no, wait, now it's this bit.
Right, right.
And it doesn't matter that I said...
Wrong.
I jumped ahead.
Well, I think, I mean, it's not just the show or the material, it's the company style.
Yeah.
You know, we want to rehearse it, but, you know, in theater, what's that very technical Latin expression? Shit happens.
Yeah.
You know, and if you could just acknowledge that, the audience is delighted by it.
They are. They ate it up.
They absolutely. I mean, and we had a very verbal audience tonight that were talking back, which allowed you, of course, to just have a fabulous time with them.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a great pound for it was. You know, we haven't been to the Widener Center in about 10 years. And so we had a kind of a smallish audience. Viterbo, we've been there three or four times in the last 6-7 years. But Widener said we hadn't been there a while, so we had a smallish audience. But I think they're going to have us back because everybody out there tonight was having such a blast. Yeah.
They were screaming with laughter.
Yeah, they were literally screaming.
There's something to be said, too, for the fact that you learn that you can go out there and be the characters that you're supposed to be and interact with each other, and there's a charm in that. That can supersede any kind of flubs that you make, too.
Yeah,
right.
You know,
yeah.
that chemistry works.
I mean, the thing that you guys have in spades is that the audience likes you. You're appealing on stage, you know? And that's a thing you can't act. You either got that or you ain't got it, and you guys got it.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. You guys saved us and made this this whole trip to Wisconsin a ton of fun.
Well, it was fun to finally do an RSC show after having seen so many.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, it was a great call to get.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your first-time memories via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a Twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, like an RSC Virgin Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Claire Hansen. No reason, it's just random.
Special thanks to Joel Murray, who was the Grand Marshal of the Northwest Side Chicago St. Patrick's Day Parade yesterday, and who hopefully will return to Mad Men next month. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 380/1140 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
There's nobody I'd rather be deflowered by than you, Austin. So thank you.
Boy, if I had a nickel.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Reducing expectations since 1981. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less. So much less.